So we continue in the Chazanish on Emunah and Bitachon. We are holding on page 12. The Shiur started as a S'chus Ilui Nishmas and the Achaver Chaim Eloza ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as a S'chus for an Ilui Nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, and it should be a S'chus for four Shlemot Chaim Dov and then Rachel and Chanalei Vashin Rachel, and a S'chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we're continuing to discuss the wisdom of the creation of the human body, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us not just the creation at birth, but throughout our lives, the tools that Hashem gave us, the mechanisms that Hashem gave us to function, suggest and point to and testify to his existence. He says like this, Adam, even after a person was created and was given arms and eyes and legs and everything that he needs, Adayin, his survival is not guaranteed. Why? Ki, is this how you? Oh, ki chayav tuluyin b'mazon tamidi. He constantly needs nutrition. He needs to be fed. In order to regenerate the blood cells. Asher lezois sidru maaseh bereishis. So in the process of creation, Hashem arranged dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar. Grain, wine, oil, b'tzamach adama, vegetables, the eats primin and rav mei mitzvah. Countless varieties of fruit. And notice, he doesn't mention candy, he doesn't mention carbs, he doesn't mention, he mentions only natural foods, vegan style. Chol echad mehem otzer mikoych hashanim. Each comes with different nutrients. No two vegetables, fruits, grain are alike. They all have different makeups of nutrients. Hamas'imim adam, that each is necessary for a person. You need vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, right? So all these, different produce provide different nutrients. Lavrio, to keep a person healthy. Lashkos, that's myself, to keep his bones healthy. Lachis, nafshal pnei arts, and to keep him alive. Ukvar zacho ha'adam, will a person is already zoiche to learn Torah and understand the wonders of the mivne called samach lamineu, the structure of each type of vegetation. V'asher meyed al yitzray, and understand how it proves. There was a creator, that the understanding cannot be counted. Meaning that once you look around and you appreciate all the various types of creation in terms of tzamach or adamah, things that grow. So once again, the variety and the different nutrients, again, that all suggests that there is a creator. Continuing in Sif Gimel, ulufaneinu machzeh mezazeh kol. Before us is something that is mezazeah, that startles the mind of a person. The mivne gave Adam, when it comes to the anatomy of a person, the kabbalah mazon, that a person has a digestive tract that enables him to swallow food or la'akloi, to digest it, or nefratim, to break it down into its different components, or l'shaleach kol yisoy, to distribute each component l'mkaymay to the appropriate place in the body. So you have not just the digestive system that breaks down the food, but it sends each nutrient in the food to a different place. And we understand how it functions. The koyach ha-chachma, asher chayna ba-adam, with the knowledge that Hashem has given us. Mishpat, ha-keres va-keva, what these various parts of the stomach do, ha-kaveh the liver, ha-mor the gallbladder, tchoy va-ha-kloyos, the spleen and the kidneys, ha-dakin, the kis ha-shesen, the small intestines, the bladder, ha-lev, the heart and the brain, tafkidim, each organ has an individual role. They all work cohesively, but with zrizus, until they filter the blood and send it on its proper path. Even something like the appendix, which for years, they would take out, and scientists didn't really understand its function. So even though, again, they still take out, can have an appendectomy or tonsil or whatever, tonsillectomy, I guess it's called. But still, these two pieces of the human body provide each one has a function. There's a purpose. There's no, and like we learned about the Rambam. Remember, we learned about the Rambam that it doesn't make sense that something would be created for no reason. And so every part of the body has a purpose. Mamida Moisel Ofnoi, it brings the proper balance. The Kamas Oidem Elavonoin, white blood cells, red blood cells, Adarish Lakim, Amachon, and Nipris Adam, that basically keep a person moving. Omechavdim, they also regulate the blood sugar levels. And the other components that are regulated, dakal, dak, nivdak, fine-tuned to the finest degree. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, continue it when we next meet.